Welcome to the show! We're Trouble with Words, episode number 98. Only two more to the hundo. I'm Justin Morse. This is my co-host, Joshua LeMay.
Hey, that's Josh, me.
I'm
going
to give
me.
You a chance to talk.
I'm
now.
Josh! Oh! Okay, so this is my moment. I better take advantage of it. I don't know how much time I have. Hey, that was my graduating year, 98.
Mine too.
Whoa, what a weird coincidence. What a weird coincidence that is. Two more to the hundo.
Coincidence.
Two more to the hundo.
Weird if we all said that, if that's the way we said that word.
I don't want to
ever. What a coincidence.
That's a trouble with that word, I say. That's the wrong way to say coincidence. English language is funny.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Justin?
Welcome to our show.
Can I just say it's really great to finally be sitting here in a seat, looking at you on a monitor. I just feel like with all these in-person recordings have just gotten so old, and I'm just really glad to finally be doing an episode by Skype. Thank you.
You know, it's funny. We've had such an inability to connect lately that it actually does feel good to be doing a Skype episode.
That's true.
Instead of a cop-out, sketch episode.
Whoa, cop-out sketch? What are you talking about? That's not what those
are. You know, as I've said in my written posts that nobody but you and I read, I still love those because we're hilarious men.
True. Yes, we are men and we are hilarious.
We're hilarious white men who are funnier than all of the minorities.
Well, we're certainly...
we're allowed to be here.
God. The world is ending. The world is ending, and we're... Oh, no, sorry. Getting my composure. I'm sorry. This is not that kind of show. We're not here to talk about that kind of thing. No.
We're sir. We're not here. Except we are, goddammit.
Except we are. You know what? We are. And I don't know. I mean, at some point we're going to have to... Should we just straight up do a political episode where we actually just, and I say political, I mean, we're past politics at this point, if you ask me, but I don't know.
I mean, we're rapidly approaching the apocalypse,
that's legit. We may not even make it to 100 episodes. We don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The fucking tangerine nightmare is going to end us all before we even...
Oh, God. I'm so scared. Justin, I'm so scared. Can we just try, at least for now, just to talk about something that's not, so fucking awful? Just something that is...
And it's super, super easy for us as white dudes to say that. Let's just not think about it for now. But holy cow.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. You're very right. But the thing is, it's a bit of a downer, and it kind of kills any forward momentum of...
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, the thing to keep reminding yourself, and I have to do this myself, like every couple of hours, is to think about all of the people that are doing things and protesting and marching and shutting down airports and lawyers donating their time for... people that are being detained, and there's that quote that goes around from Fred Rogers about looking for the helpers. I'm sure you've seen it online.
Would you care to quote it for or do you know?
No, because I can't. I couldn't possibly.
Oh, that's fair.
Just look it up. It's good, but it's true. Like it's true. Like that. That's really the only thing that's getting me through right now is looking at all the people that are helping. Why are you laughing at me, Josh?
I don't know how to tell you this, but for some odd reason, through all of that, you kept making a weird sound that I've never really heard you make.
I did.
Yeah, kept being like, sound? And then I don't know if, and then it would go to the, and then it was the, I feel like you're sick or something, and so it's coming out in that, but it was weird. It was weird. I was like trying to ignore it.
Like it was a sound that was coming out of me, or was it a Skype sound?
Oh, no. This is an audible sound that you were making.
Weird.
I just hope the audience enjoys it, and it doesn't take away from the seriousness of what you were trying to discuss.
I was working on my Bill Clinton. That's how he kind of...
Hey, Justin.
No?
Okay. Justin?
Yeah.
I know it's important, and we need to fight for what's right. And one of the biggest things that we can do right now is talk about what's happening and not keep it under wraps. But can we just talk about some fucking Marvel movies? I'm not trying to say that I want to ignore what's really happening. I'm not. And I know that it's easier. Of course it's easier for us as white, male, heterosexual males in this world to just kind of pretend the problems aren't there because they don't directly affect us. That's all important and all needs to be said. But can we just talk about some fucking Marvel movies?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. I'm not saying it's forever. I'm just saying it's for now. No,
I
know.
I mean, it's until you know,
because that's what this podcast is about. Nacho cheese
nightmare.
Nazi cheese
nuclear weapon. Okay, what?
Nazi cheese.
What? Nazi cheese? Yeah.
Is that not right? Maybe it's like a thing. Yeah. I feel like we're close to whatever. Screw
perfection.
You.
Okay. So, hey, a Marvel movie came out and we didn't talk about it, God forbid. So,
yeah, and a Marvel show. I figure we should just talk about them both.
Yeah. Let's talk. Which one do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the movie first.
Yeah, let's talk about the movie. Let's talk about.
It's kind of strange. Dr. Strange and the mysterious cabinet of the forbidden treasure.
Sounds like a Harry Potter movie. Dr. Strange in the Forbidden Cabinet of the Strange Watches that shouldn't be running but are.
Dr. Strange and the Magic Watch of Bending Time. It wasn't a watch, it was a necklace.
Benedict Bending Time? Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling kind of weird, Josh. How you feeling?
Weird. I feel weird.
You look okay. It was supposed to be a question. Did you feel okay?
Wait, I do. I mean, ish.
You do? Okay, yeah. I feel weird.
Can you explain?
I feel strange.
Do you need a doctor?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Preferably one with broken hands.
If I had to choose a doctor,
like
I would want
the hands
one.
On the clock! Mangled, because the movie's about time.
Broken hands. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of clocks and watches.
All right, let me ask you this to start off. Are you familiar with the character of Dr. Strange in the comic books? Is this a thing you know? Because I don't.
I mean, familiar a little, but... with the concept of the character, and my only real exposure to him was in the Infinity Gauntlet. Comic book. He shows up.
Yep.
Much like every other character in the Marvel
literally
universe.
All of them.
But that really didn't amount to a whole lot. You know, he's just another character.
Right. But either way, neither of us are like established fans, I guess is my point. We didn't come into this movie with the you're not a wait what?
A strange head?
Yeah. I think what they're called.
Or yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah.
That sounds good. Either way.
Yeah.
A Cumberbatch. Nope, that's something else. So
I like that.
I would say that we are pretty open to being told this story essentially for the first time. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're Marvel fans, admittedly, because they've done a pretty good job consistently with all the movies they've made for the MCU. And I guess that's where I went to college. MCU?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
What'd you major in? Better than my real college experience. I majored in metal suits of armor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's it.
Iron, specifically.
Iron suits of armor.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sounds like
I got a BS in science from the MCU. Don't sigh at me.
I don't have anything to say to that.
This podcast is half mine. I can say things when I want to.
You can. I don't know that you always should. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're right.
Your internet. Hey, Dr. Strange. Your internet's getting bad, by the way, so you're starting to break up on me.
It's so bad. It's good. Dr. Strange was a movie with a man in it that had people doing things in computers that made special effects. And in that regard, it is like many
out there. We sound like this is the worst fucking podcast. We should restart. This is really bad. This is legitimately like, this is so fucking bad. I can't even deal with it.
I just got lightheaded.
Everything we've done up to this point has been garbage. Like, oh, I actually don't want to listen to us anymore. Oh my god.
No, because I think it's really funny.
Let's just start again from here.
Listen,
I'm not saying you can't keep the other stuff, but I'm saying...
Excuse me. I've been listening to a lot of My Brother, and Me. Are you familiar with that podcast at all? Familiar with the McElroys?
No. No.
No? Justin McElroy and Griffin McElroy and Travis McElroy?
No. Are they comedians?
Well, they're brothers. Well, sort of. Griffin, I believe, is the creator or co-creator of Polygon.
I mean, I do watch some Polygon stuff, but I don't... Sure.
But they have a podcast, My Brother and Me, and it's very, very funny. But they also have another podcast with their dad that I keep bringing up over and over and over again, The Adventure Zone, where they play D&D.
Oh!
Hilarious. And I want everyone to listen to it and love it, especially you, because I want to talk about it because it's so good.
You want
to
do a podcast about Dr. Strange. About podcasts? Yeah, that seems... I guess we could. I'm going to listen to it. I am. Guys, I'm so sorry for how bad this episode is. It's bad.
This episode is so bad, it's good.
Let's see if we can recover.
That's a joke I've already used this episode, and I'm going to use it again.
I was going to not call you out on it, because it's so... Dude, I don't know how to recover from this. I feel like we're spiraling. You
know, as a joke, it's so bad. It's good.
Jesus Christ! Worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh my god. I've got so much phlegm in my body.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. You sound like a person who's dying. On top of that, there's like these long pauses sometimes between us saying things, and we have nothing to say. All right, look.
Here it is. Here's what I have to say about Doctor Strange.
All right. Was it a movie? Strange.
Yes. Was it a Marvel movie? Also, yes. Did I enjoy it while I was sitting in the theater watching it? I think so.
Oh, God.
Do I remember a single thing about that movie? Now, very little.
Oh, shit. Well, I liked it more than that. Fuck.
No, I'm telling you, I liked it. It was good. It was engaging.
Yeah, but
it was fun.
Like, in a real way. Because you're saying you watched it on the surface, it was enjoyable, but it left literally no impression at all, and you have no memory that you've retained from it. I could relay scene by scene and give you the entire plot. I saw it once in the theater.
I feel like that's a common thing for me in Bandy Whoops Crumper Pickle. Like,
you don't like Benedict Cumberbatch?
I think he's okay. Like, I think he was in the worst of the new Star Trek movies. I can tell you that.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a huge fan of.
Don't you fucking
Sherlock.
Say it! Oh my god!
It's It's good, but I don't like. I don't love it. I'm not like married to it. I don't want to do things to it sexually.
You don't deserve Sherlock. You don't deserve Sherlock. You don't like Sherlock? What?
I mean, I like the character of Sherlock Holmes as portrayed by Johnny Lee Miller in the CBS drama.
Is this a real thing?
No, I've never seen Elementary.
I've never seen it either.
I've heard people say that it's very good. Yeah. We should get back to Doctor Strange.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why do you keep derailing us, Joshua?
I feel like,
Washington.
How does anyone not like Cumberbatch? What is wrong with you? He's so good.
He's got
good.
An alien face.
Yeah, he's a weird-looking guy, but that's part of his charm. I really like him a lot.
That's what I keep saying about myself. I don't understand why people don't like me.
You don't have an alien face.
No, just that I don't understand why people don't like me.
Oh, it's because you're kind of, you know, it's the smell. No, I'm so... I think everyone likes you, so I don't really understand what that's about. Maybe not after this episode of the podcast,
I wish I felt that were true.
Oh, this is so sad. Why are we getting so sad?
I struggle with depression. I'm medicated for that.
Yeah, but does depression mean you think negatively about yourself? inherently? I mean, yeah, it doesn't have to mean that. Depression often means it means you're emotionally depressed. You're unable to feel. You're almost dead to feeling and unable to emote. And that's more can, by definition.
I think it can mean a number of things, and I think one of them is just kind of.
No, you're wrong about depression. You should kill yourself. Sorry.
All right, so Doctor Strange is a Marvel movie in which Bandy Whoops Crumpled Ink.
Oh God, takes... it makes me so fucking mad. I feel so disrespectful. I actually like legitimately like him. Whatever. Sorry, you were talking about.
He's a very successful but
cabbage patch.
Jerky surgeon, and he breaks his hands. Can't be a surgeon. No mo. So he does what everyone would do in that situation and becomes a magician.
Like in a week. That's my if I have one complaint about the movie, it's the time frame in which he becomes sorcerer supreme, as it were. He's clearly a talented guy. They establish the fact that he's smart and able to take in information at an insanely fast pace. So yes.
But he goes from being a doctor with no magic experience whatsoever.
Not only no magical experience, but a legit, like, disconnect from it to the point of...
A naysayer.
Yeah, a naysayer, as you were.
He goes from zero to infinity in, like, a week. He's, like, the master. He's, like, the best there ever was. He's, like, the head honcho of wizards.
He goes from, like, Scully to Mulder overnight.
He's, and everyone knows that takes seven seasons.
Yeah, I the thing is, the effects are first off. So there's a lot of things about this movie.
They're
obviously
pretty good.
Special effects in every MCU movie is going to be like they're going to spend the money. Like they're going to be
top
good
notch.
Effects, right? Top notch. But I don't mean that even. I mean they're really fun and interesting and unique. There's a lot of visual things they do that. Haven't really seen before. I mean, there's some things that are reminiscent of it, like I'm sure the obvious one, Inception. There's some clear nods or feelings of Inception that are similar.
I thought you were going to compare it to the Scarlet Witch's magic in the Avengers, because her magic is it's interesting. They both have a lot of hand movements, but I feel like the Doctor Strange magic is all about like making these visible shapes. In the air in front of you, and her magic is all about like this red energy.
Well, I don't think Scarlet Witch is magic. I think it's like a more of just it's something else. It's not magic. This world has established that there is magic, and that's not what she has. I'm fairly confident. Like in the stories in the comic books, I'm watching my stories in the comic books. She has a mutant ability. Now, obviously, mutants can't exist in the MCU because of right issues. So she has something else is what they, I think, decided. Like, it's not magic, but it's clearly more based on other things. It's like
magic.
Like the equivalent of a mutant ability without calling it that, I feel like.
Magic.
I mean...
I'm gonna say that they're two different types of magic until I'm told otherwise.
Well,
I suppose
that's possible, but
when they meet in the inevitable scene where that happens, at some point they're going to meet and compare magic notes, and she's gonna be like, "This is how I do it," and he's gonna be like, "This is how I do it," and then he's gonna draw some shapes, and she's gonna squirt some red mist, and like that. That's going to be a scene that happens. You know that.
I kind of feel like you're spot on. I hate to say it, but like I can picture that scene. Like it's become a little bit, what's the word? Like cookie cutter to some extent. These MCU movies are a little, little bit. Like there's going to be a scene with a funny interaction between two characters that haven't met that are similar like they are, where they have some sort of, totally. I totally see that.
Yeah.
You know, call that right now. Point to the stands. That's a scene we're going to see. And I'm looking forward to it. Because that's the other part, is it'll be a good scene. I mean, I'm sorry, but it is. Like, it is. I don't have any real fatigue when it comes to these movies yet. I'm still very much excited about them, and I really enjoy them. And this one delivered. that's the biggest thing that I feel like we haven't gotten across is, while it maybe didn't leave a huge impression for some, although much more one for me than it did for you, it did a couple of things that were huge, and the biggest of which is it added magic to the MCU. That's an unestablished thing. They have gods.
Except for the Scarlet Witch.
No. they have that whole other, like, Thor side, which was really tough to mix with the sci-fi side, which is tough to mix with the more traditional superhero side. There's all these assets, these facets of it. And they were able to do that here at a whole nother wing without it feeling like it was ever missing. So I would argue that this movie accomplished one of the hardest things for this movie to accomplish. It pulled it off, and I'm impressed by it. Also, it was fun. I think it was a lot of fun. Those visuals were really interesting. Can I ask you, have you seen any, like, do you know anything about the show Hannibal, which is the kind of main bad guy in this, is played by that actor? Are you familiar?
I have not seen the show, but I've seen, I'm Tumblr familiar with it, if you will. Like, I've seen...
Is that, like, jokes clips based on the show, or is that...
Because... No, just, like clips and GIFs and, like, snippets here and there, unconnected, you know, and I'm familiar with the character, obviously, but I've never seen the show.
Isn't that, I'm sorry, I gotta ask this, isn't that, like, a really, like, kind of spoiler way to...
Yeah. I mean, I try not to, if I see them and recognize what it is, I try to just scroll past them, because I may at some point decide that I want to watch that, but I'm not too worried about it.
All right. Well, that actor, have you seen him in anything else? Are you familiar with him?
I know he was in Rogue One, which I still haven't seen. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen Rogue One either, but who has the time for that?
Nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for Rogue One.
I'm completely blanking on his name right now, though.
The name of the... Who?
The actor, Hannibal.
Oh, it's Anthony Hopkins. That's what you're thinking of.
So you can't remember either, huh?
You're thinking of Anthony Hopkins. Well, I'm trying to buy a few seconds while I search for it. It's Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, that's right. Mads.
I remembered.
Mads.
He is pretty mad, old Mads. He's so interesting because he has such an odd energy. And what's fascinating about, he's odd looking, he has an odd energy, and I feel the same way about looking Benedict Cumberbatch. So for them to be the kind of two main characters, and the third main character is also one of the most famously weird people that you'll ever see in something, right?
Yeah. Good old Tilda
Swinton. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
So,
everyone was good. I did like the movie. If I had to put it, like, if I had to rank all the MCU movies, and I'm not going to because there's so many now, but I don't even know
the rest of the time. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't even know that this would rank in the top 10. How many are there? Are there 10 now? There must be.
I just watched all of them recently, like last year, and there's been like four that have come out since, and it took us like a week, so there's a lot. There's a lot. I'm not,
but I did like it. I did enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to, you know, they're going to make a sequel, and he's going to be in the Gauntlet movie, the Infinity Gauntlet.
The Avengers.
You know, I'm looking forward to more from that character. Right. But he's not like my favorite character by any stretch. I don't know who my favorite character is, but it's not him.
I did very much enjoy the kind of last scene. I thought what was great about that is that sort of last fight, which had a sort of without spoiling it, they really played on some fun things that I really enjoy, and that maybe, if I'm honest, that like brought the movie up a level score for me, like a whole like letter grade, because I really liked that last scene. Like, I had a lot of fun watching that last scene. But I also loved the whole thing. So, anyway, I don't think we're going to talk about Luke Cage. I think that there's not enough time. So, obviously, we got to dive into that, and it would take some depth. And this is, like, already pretty much an episode. But I do want to talk about another piece of this movie that is something that exists in every single MCU movie. It's almost... Many people argue that this is more what the movies are about than even the... actual like plot of the story in that movie, and that is setting up future things. Like everything hints to something that's going to come later, right? So there are a couple of characters that are established as characters that may come back. Obviously, there's Doctor Strange, and like you just said, we're going to definitely see him in Avengers and Infinity Stone and all that.
Yeah.
Gauntlet. But the bad guy, by the way, is most likely a done character. I mean, it's possible, but most likely a done character. The other characters I wanted to ask you about was the kind of, it's tough because this goes into the realm of spoilers and I don't mean it to be.
I know who you're asking about. Yeah.
And I wanted to know what you thought of that story choice. So one of the characters goes through an interesting kind of change, and it was one of the complaints people had, and I wanted to talk about it.
It did feel a little forced. Again, we're jumping into spoilers, and we're close enough, I guess, to the end of the episode that I feel comfortable saying, if you haven't seen the movie, you should stop listening right now, because I'm going to say...
Yeah.
I can't, going forward. I can't remember the character's name. Mordo? Mordo.
That sounds right.
He's like his companion... introduces him to the sanctuary or whatever they call it, and he's kind of the voice of reason, like when it comes to like using the artifact that Doctor Strange uses to kind of save the day at the end, and he kind of says, you know, yeah, you saved the day, but this is against all our rules. Like, this is too much for me. I'm out. If that had been it, like, fine, like I can buy that. But then he comes back and is essentially like a villain. He's going to be killing magic users. This is like the
end credits bonus scene. Yeah. You know, you get a couple of them every Marvel movie.
And that did seem like okay, you walked away because you had a problem with people breaking the rules, but now you're just flat out murdering people. Like, that seems like it's against the rules too, maybe.
Well, see, it's interesting you say that because that wasn't even my impression of what happened. I thought his biggest concern was that people were using magic to influence things they shouldn't influence, or even more than that, they're using dangerous magic in a way that they shouldn't be using it. And the risk being that if you use that kind of magic, you can cause even much bigger problems than you are solving by using it. So the problem was... with Strange using what he used at the end of the movie, he potentially opened up a lot of doors for this character believes to be much bigger problems. Because Tilda Swinton's character, as you may remember, she had been using a kind of dark magic, the almost evil magic, to be able to be immortal. And that was a real concern of that character's. Yeah, it's a no-no. And also, I mean, he's kind of on the right side in that he saw that could corrupt and could have a lot of other problems and just consequences. Yeah. So what he did at the end of that movie was he came back. There's a scene where he confronts, I guess it's Benjamin Bratt, right? Is that right? He confronts him, which is a character that was established early on as a guy that was essentially a cripple and had, because he was injured, he had lost his ability to walk. He had been given his health back, sort of, his physical health back, through the use of magic that he had, because he went and studied and learned how to do it and then did, like, he recovered himself. But he did that in such a way that was using a magic he shouldn't be using constantly. He was always pulling from that source to maintain it. And that constant use of it is what the problem was. So he stopped that use of that magic because it never should have been used for that purpose. And he didn't kill him. He just made him paralyzed again. He just removed the magic.
Right.
That's what I thought happened.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And so he's going around and, like, correcting this misuse is the idea. And stopping people
from using it. But in a very, like, I'm a villain sort of way.
Well, I mean...
he looks like a villain.
I mean,
like,
you know, it's a movie. It's a comic book. Yeah, I get that. That's... And maybe they upplayed that, or, like, they played that too much. But I feel like... that it's underhanded to say that was forced, because they did such a good job of establishing that character through the movie as the part he was, and in the end, he was being true to what they had established through the whole thing in a way that actually led him to be against the protagonist. That felt amazing to me. Like, that was something that I think they deserve props for. I would never take points away, kind of. I don't know. That makes sense. I really liked that choice. I thought it was great. I know you said they didn't earn it, and I think that's your feeling, but I thought it was great. I really, really liked it.
It just felt too... The turnaround was, like... I mean, this all happened in the span of... I mean, we don't know how much time had passed between the end of the credits and the after-credits scene, but, like, this guy is, like, his... Doctor Strange's, like, companion, essentially, through... Like, he's one trusted ally up until the final 5 minutes of the movie, and then suddenly in the after credit scene, he's a villain. Like, I just felt really sudden and forced. But I recognize what you're saying, and it's all obviously true and what they were intending. It just felt
forced. Well, it's funny. I recognize what you're saying, too, because regardless of how much I feel that's true, if you boil it down into a really simple explanation or description of it, that's also true, what you just said, and that does seem, that does sound awfully forced when you put it that way, so I can appreciate that. I guess I can appreciate that. Anyway, they did some fun things and some things that were risky, I suppose.
I would say it's a solid MCU entry, but definitely not my favorite.
Did you have there's another character I wanted to ask about, just kind of real quick. I don't even know if it's going to be a main character. It's a little confusing because it didn't stand. She did not stand out as a main character, but that is the sort of essentially Doctor Strange's sort of love interest, but kind of not really at the same time. Do you even remember this character?
I remember her, and I'm struggling to come up with the actress's name, but she was okay.
I think that she's supposed to be playing like Night Nurse or something, which is some sort of character that helps. That helps like superheroes a lot, like Rosario Dawson's character has been doing. Rosario Dawson's character has been doing in all of the Netflix television shows, but they didn't give that character that title because they were going to use this character in this movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why. So you don't know who that actress is? I'm going to tell you in a second, but I feel like I'm surprised because this is somebody that
it's the woman that was in The Wedding Crashers, right?
No. What?
No.
Was she in The Wedding Crashers? Rachel McAdams is the person.
Yeah, she was Owen Wilson's
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, I was thinking of a different character that you were... I'm with you. I think that she is, just fantastic. And I don't necessarily mean that she plays great roles. She's been in lots of roles that are pretty...
You just really, really like her.
Well, I get that. I think there's some level of that, if I'm being honest. I might be celebrity crushing a little bit. But mostly what I mean by that is she's... I've always really enjoyed her, even when her parts are.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that sounds, I know what you mean. Sounds creepy, though, now that you said that. But I don't mean it that way.
Well, anyway, that's our show.
Oh, goodness. Well, we'll see what happens with that character. That is our show. So who knows what will happen with that character, I guess is what I was saying. But I really, 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 really want to thank everyone for being here for our 98th episode. If you're one of the two people listening to this, you're one of my favorite people. And
It's one of us.
That's what I was implying. I am so sorry, though. Can I just take a moment and apologize?
Hey, if you made it this far and you're not, and your name isn't Josh or Justin, let us know and we'll give you a prize.
That's coming out of your pocket. I don't know what that is, but yeah, that's fine. I encourage it. I don't know what it would be. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you're there, whoever you are, I'm so sorry about the world and what's happening.
It's so terrible.
I really don't want you to feel like I'm sweeping under the rug. We'll talk. Anyway, bye. Thanks again. See you next time. Hey, Barkeep.
Yes, sir.
What do you serve here for beverages? You know what I mean. For drinking.
Well, this year establishment, we have corn whiskey. We have rye whiskey. What? We have some Tennessee mash whiskey.
I feel like you're saying that only thing you have to drink here is whiskey. Did you say bourbon?
It's a type of whiskey.
Yeah, it is a type of whiskey. I'm looking for something else, if possible. I feel like every town all they serve is whiskey, and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of whiskey.
Well, we do have some water, but it's not cold, and it's not clean. But I could put some whiskey in it. That'd clean it up, I guess.
Do you have anything I can drink that isn't whiskey or dirty water?
I might be able to put my hands on a cat and milk, get a little cat milk for you. But that's going to cost you extra because I ain't got it on hand.
You offering to milk a cat?
I mean, I don't want to, but I will.
Like by hand?
Well, how else would you do it? Not going to suck it out and spit it into a cup.
I wish you would.
Steve, come in here for a second, please.
Yeah, Mr. President. What can I do for you?
I was thinking about what my next executive order should be after the resounding success of banning all the Muslims from entering our country.
I've clearly written out your next order, sir. I don't understand.
My new executive order, I'm going to build a wall inside your mother's house.
Do I need to put you back in your box, Mr. President?
I don't want to go back to the box.
Stick to the plan!
I'm going to build a wall around all Taco Bells.
Yeah, we're going to do all your great ideas, sir. That's going
to
happen.
Keep their chalupas to themselves.
Just as we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more gorditas would make America great.
You're an amazing president, sir. You're the best president of all time.
You're damn right I am. Tell Melania I want to see her titties. You know, I purchased her for a very reasonable price.
We know, sir, you're an amazing negotiator.
Yes, I am. And that... Yes, are you familiar with my TV programs? You're fired. That's my tagline. I always say, is what is the harm in just one more?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Down the hatch.
Down the hatch!
Boy, oh, I say, boy, you are looking mighty green about the gills.
Oh, it hurts, though, when I breathe and when I close my eyes. Oh, I don't... Okay.
I say, I believe there is a lady waiting for you just outside the door.
Right over here?
Just outside the front door, just through those... Flippy flappies.